Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
For the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union studios at the Buttsmeer Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmeer Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Thursday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the heartbeat of Dog Nation and presented by the Haug Law Group, the Bulldog Roundtable. And first off, let's offer congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks. Boy, what a run they are on. Is this not fun to watch? And we want them just to keep it rolling. This is absolutely incredible. Into the Eastern Conference Finals and now up 1-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks. But we have big news coming in the world of collegiate athletics. 1 week from today, the NIL law, I believe, for the state of Georgia will go into effect. That's July 1st. And joining us now, a former Bulldog, a great Bulldog, and if I'm not also mistaken there, a legacy. I think his dad also was a pretty good Bulldog. But Drew Butler joining us this morning, and he's the vice president at Icon Source. And Drew, your company and what you'll be doing is helping facilitate relationships between the collegiate athletic collegiate athletes and potential sponsors. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's 100% correct, Chuck. And good morning to you. Hope everything's good up in beautiful Maine. We're just a week away. I mean, name, image, and likeness era is upon us in collegiate sports. It's the most historic rule change in over 100 years in college sports. And this is a good thing. You know, I read so much about people worried about the integrity of the college game, not being interested now that student athletes can make money off their individual name, image, and likeness. And that's not true. And at Icon Source, we want to bring those barriers down. So if any local business or regional or national business is looking for the right way to activate these student athletes in a compliant manner, that's what Icon Source provides. You know, we are a software platform, a conduit that allows brands to engage directly with student athletes. We don't speak on behalf of the student athletes. We don't speak on behalf of the brands. We simply provide them the platform to send opportunities to one another, have an authentic engagement, and facilitate these deals in an above board manner, because that's what's going to be most important here. So any brand can sign up, from a mom and pop restaurant to a local, regional, or national brand, and student athletes will have profiles to where you can talk directly with them and see if you can come to an agreement. It's an exciting time.
Drew, your family certainly great example of beneficiaries of the world of collegiate athletics, no doubt, between you and your dad and all that you were able to accomplish and what it did for you. Are you at all concerned? I think if I heard correctly or if I read correctly, only seven states have enacted this. It's certainly not across the country. Are you concerned about a competitive imbalance?
You know, it's looking more and more likely that there will not be a competitive imbalance. The conference commissioners are getting together now. NCAA President Mark Emmert is urging schools to create their own rules and regulations to allow those respective student athletes to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness. So it is very likely that all 460,000 student athletes will have the ability to field opportunities to monetize and capitalize their name, image, and likeness. And that's a great thing. I mean, the hallmark of intercollegiate athletics is a common platform for competition. And that's what we're providing at Icon Source. We are providing the opportunity for any student athlete and any business or brand to engage with one another to see if they want to create a name, image, and likeness endorsement opportunity that they can do above board to keep compliance departments happy. So, you know, I know the NCAA has dragged their feet. 2 years ago, Chuck, they said they were going to change the rule in January 2021. Now we're a week out from July 1st, 2021. There's still no national law. There's an emergency meeting next week, I think the 28th, where the NCAA could present some bylaws that are pushed through by the conference commissioners. But I think more likely, Chuck, it's going to be a school-by-school situation in the states that do not have legislation to allow their student-athletes. So it's looking like the top's going to get blown off here, and that's great for all student-athletes.
Drew, let me ask you this question. Let me put a scenario in front of you that you could just give me your guess, best guess at. If this law had been in effect when Tim Tebow was playing at the University of Florida, how much money are we talking about that Tim Tebow could have perhaps realized?
Millions. There's no doubt. And that's a fantastic example. I mean, you think about guys like Tim Tebow, like Johnny Manziel. I think the most recent example of a guy who exploded onto the scene would be Joe Burrow a couple years ago at LSU. A more common reference that I bring out is Aaron Murray. You know, Aaron Murray is a great friend of mine, a damn good dog. There's no doubt about it. Tons of success, a four-year starter, well-liked in Athens, had great brand value in Florida.
He would have made SEC record holder. I mean,
of course. I mean, and that's what he earned. And people liked him. And people and businesses and brands would want Aaron to speak on their product. There's no doubt about it. And really, Chuck, that's just capitalism, right? If you play well and you're well-liked and you have a good brand, you will demand high dollar value. And that's exciting because that right is now being given back to the student athletes.
And if we're, are you concerned about the situation in locker rooms? Because there will be some that will not be able to capitalize to the extent of others. Yet we're talking about a lot of team games.
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot. And I ask student-athletes right now that same question, and they say no. I ask my former teammates at Georgia. They say no. I mean, if Aaron Murray and that 2012 Georgia SEC championship team should have won the game against Alabama, then they go on and beat Notre Dame to win the national championship. I am hard-pressed to think that any teammate of Aaron Murray's would be bummed out that he made a couple hundred grand that year when they all have a ring and they're legends in Athens. You know, that is teamwork. And granted, I played in the NFL. And yes, I did make a salary in the NFL. But I didn't like Carson Palmer or Larry Fitzgerald any less, and they made 10,000% of what I made, right? They're really good at football. They throw touchdowns. They catch touchdowns. They're Hall of Famers. I understand that. I think it's a welcome to the real world moment for student athletes. And again, they're going to have the opportunity. I did an Instagram Live last week, Chuck, on our Icon Source Instagram page with a Florida softball star named Kendall Lindemann. She had 8,700 followers. And I've done interviews with quarterbacks, guys with 150,000 followers. And the engagement we had with Kendall was 10 times the engagement we had with anybody else. She had real influence. Her followers really loved her. They follow her because of what she represents, how she is as a student athlete. And that was exciting because it opened up our eyes to go, wow, a softball star with 8,700 followers has real influence. And I think brands will understand that quickly, and they'll find these student athletes the best way possible, which is by utilizing Icon Source.
Drew, I cannot thank you enough for coming on with us and keep this is your second appearance with us talking about this, and it does kind of add some clarity to the subject and the topic as we are now just a week away from its implementation in the state of Georgia, and I hope you'll come back after we move into it a little bit and keep us apprised on how it's working.
Chuck, I would love to. As long as you invite me up to your coastal house in Maine, we'll do the show from your kitchen. We can all hang out and drink coffee and look at the beautiful scenery together.
That's it. And I'll take you out for some lobster rolls, too.
Drew Butler, man.
Executive Vice President at Icon Source, and we appreciate his time here this morning on the Bulldog Roundtable. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. And Roddy Nabulsi, he's a publisher of UGASports.com. He'll be joining us next. We'll talk some recruiting, and this big football game is just around the corner. That's next.
Dialed into the dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan. is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Well, welcome back, and let's get right to it. Our good buddy, Roddy Nabulsi, publisher of UGASports.com. Roddy, you got a big special going on that people can sign up and be a part of UGASports.com. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Chuck. It's, we think 2021 is going to be a big year for Georgia. I mean, an absolutely
You're
gigantic
not alone
year.
There.
I'm not saying it's the year. I've said it is a gigantic year. So, usually if you get a membership at UGASports.com, it's $99.95 for the year. We're offering it for $20.21 because we think 2021 is going to be huge. And so we said, hey, let's let the people in who want their first year of coverage for $20.21. All you have to do is go to the front page of UGASports.com. There's a link right there. You can't miss it. And save $80 over the cost of attendance at UGASports.com. We have a lot of scoop. We have a lot of recruiting news. I've got three guys that are just pumping out recruiting news left and right. Of course, we have visits. Arch Manning is going to be in town this afternoon, visiting for a couple days with his family. That is the Manning legacy, the five-star quarterback, the number 3 player in the nation.
Well, that guy is being hotly pursued by everybody.
Hey, absolutely. And so we have tons of stuff like that. There's other five-star visitors that George is after that we've had exclusive stories on. So, you know, it's just we wanted to give back. You know, we know a lot of people stuck with us through the whole COVID thing when there was not a lot going on. And we said, look, let's do something to get everybody into the Dog Vent community, the exclusive UGA community, to talk about Georgia football because it's going to be a fun year.
Roddy, let me talk to you about what I just talked to Drew Butler about. And I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear what Drew had to say, but, you know, 1 week from today, the state of Georgia will implement the NIL law. And are you at all concerned about Drew paints a pretty solid picture that this is going to work and work well. Are you at all concerned about how this is going to shake out for the competitive balance in collegiate athletics?
I have different concerns, and we've spoken to Drew, and Drew's fantastic. I hate that I have to come behind him because your show's really going to plummet at this point. But Drew is a fantastic spokesman for what's going on. He understands it. It's his business. My fear, though, my worry is with the fan base. The fan base has been – we've noticed numbers going down across the nation in attendance because the – you know, it's a lot easier to watch a game at home, and we've seen less and less need for people to go and actually attend the games in person. And some of the schedules have been pretty bad. But you saw Kirby Smart address that, you know, doing just home series with, you know, the Oklahomas and the Clemsons of the world to really beef up that schedule. But a lot of the fans with the transfer portal and the idea that the payers are being played, now they're like, well, what's the difference between this and the NFL? If a guy doesn't like what he's doing, he hits the door like a free agent. He's getting paid. He's more concerned about getting a endorsement deal than he is playing for my alma mater. You know, it was always about the name on the side of the helmet, you know, on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. And it just has a feel that – amongst a large chunk of the fan base, that this is basically becoming, you know, the NFL light. Now, I'm not saying it's true or not. I'm just telling you what the perception is. And that has always been the insulation for those who did not like the NFL. They didn't like what feels like a mercenary-ish type of system. Well, at least I've got college football. You know, these are kids who come and they play for my school. They play for our school. I'm an alum. They're an alum. We all love the same school. But now they're transferring, and that kind of soured the fans. And now the idea that they're only coming because this school can pay them more than that school through getting better NIL deals, that hurts their perception of it. I'm all for it. I've always been a big advocate of these kids being able to trade on their likeness. I mean, I broke some of the biggest stories in Georgia's news, you know, where guys got punished for stuff like that. So I've always thought it was dumb that I couldn't take a kid to a camp, you know, in high school. I can't take him to a rivals camp because of some of the rules out there. I'm like, it punishes these kids, you know, saying, look, you can't sign an autograph. Yeah, come on. But I will say that as much as I fear that there could be a backlash amongst the fans, you know, a loss of interest in college football, that idea that they're expanding the playoff, that is going to bring in fans by the boatload. You're going to have people who are just a lot more engaged, a lot further into the season because they know that one loss doesn't knock their team out. So I think that is going to be a salve that soothes the deepest wounds where they may feel that, hey, this is kind of NFL light, but the NFL is a very, very successful product, and I think college football will be successful with this NIL system and with the even with the transfer portal, although some people don't like it.
Ronnie, let me circle back real quickly to something you mentioned earlier, and that is on-campus recruiting has resumed. And as you mentioned, Arch Manning will be on campus at the University of Georgia this week. How are the Dogs doing recruiting-wise right now? Bring me up to date on where Georgia stands with the 2021 recruiting class.
People were losing their minds because everyone thought that June was going to be this incredible month because, you know, June 1st was the first day that you could get back to on-campus recruiting. And there were a lot of kids who we were interviewing in April and May, you know, going back to December, they said, I can't wait for the dead period to end. I want to go see Georgia. And June 1st, sure enough, Georgia had hundreds of kids on campus. And that was also the time that we put out the news that Arik Gilbert had joined the team and Darian Kendrick had joined the team. So June 1st was just this crazy day with all these four and five-star guys on campus, finally getting to visit Georgia. And June is supposed to be this incredible month of recruiting news. And it is. There's a ton going on. But some of the news has been bad. You lost Deion Bowie. You know, you lost Bear Alexander. It's two major recruits for Georgia decommitted. And a lot of fans are like, wait a minute, I thought we should be picking up recruits in June. I'm trying to tell people, June is the first time these coaches have been able to see some of these players in person. And some of these kids recruited or committed to schools that were nearby during COVID because they couldn't go visit anywhere else. So basically what we're seeing, Chuck, is this huge reshuffling of priorities amongst the teams, priorities amongst the players, reevaluations. You know, you offered a kid, he said he was 6'3", you get him on campus, you find out he's 6'1". Okay, well, that's a little different. So and some of them, you're like, yeah, this kid looks a little chunky, I'm not sure if we're going to offer him. You get him on campus, and the kid looks phenomenal, and you offer and you beg him to come to your school. So a lot's going on right now. Where Georgia stands in the class of 2022, so you've got, I think, nine commits, a very strong group, and their evaluations for 2022, 2023, and 2024 are ongoing. They constantly have camps. They constantly have 7-on-7 tournaments. We're seeing offers go out left and right. And Georgia's new $80 million facility has been dropping jaws all across the recruiting world. Every kid we talk to who's, you know, committed to other top schools comes to Georgia right now, he's like, wow, they really have something special going on there. So you haven't seen the rash of commitments, but I tell people they're coming. They are absolutely coming because when we talk to these kids, we know how close they are to pulling the trigger.
Well, I got to tell you that, you know, those shiny new toys, nothing like them. And, you know, everybody loves that. Ronnie Nabulsi, publisher of UGASports.com, here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. And, again, you can pick up a 80% savings on a full-year subscription to UGASports.com right now. Just go to their website, and it'll get you all set up. Ronnie, thank you so much. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit about a football camp coming up and also about that big date that the Dogs have with the Clemson Tigers. That's next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
Well, welcome back. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate the rejoinder there. Again, our thanks to Roddy Nabulsi from UGASports.com for being with us this morning to talk a little bit about recruiting and also the name, image, and likeness and the effect that this is going to have on college athletics, as well as Drew Butler, who joined us earlier. And I believe now we're going to be joined by a guy that needs no introduction. He's our very own 680 The Fan's Buck Ballew. Buck, you got the big camp coming up. I understand that the registration, though, was closed.
Yeah, we're excited about it, Chuck. I've been looking forward to this for weeks now. So, yeah, we've got it all planned out, ready to get out and work with these high school quarterbacks and receivers with myself, Joe Hamilton, Hudson Mason, Brian Finneran, all will be collaborating with these guys. And it's just so impressive seeing these young guys that are anxious to learn more. We're talking about a Saturday during the summer. And it's really encouraging to see the work ethic that a lot of these high school players have. So we're excited to be a part of it and looking forward to it.
Well, I got to tell you, I can't wait to see who has more fun, you guys or the kids, because I can tell you, you guys will get as much enjoyment out of this as the kids will get education.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, we have these things that we've learned through the years, and it seems like such a waste if you don't pass down some of the knowledge we picked up along the way. So, you know, that's where the enjoyment comes from. And, you know, I've got a couple of boys at the high school age too. So we're going to expose them to this, and hopefully they're going to grow a little bit too from seeing these guys work so hard during the summer. So yeah, we're going to teach the passing game. We're going to be throwing it short, intermediate, and deep. We're going to be talking about, you know, leadership and all these work ethic and things of that nature, and just anxious to get out there Saturday. And Chuck, I want to thank Infinity of Gwinnett, our great partner, flagship sponsor for this event, Steve Kendrick and his staff, just tremendous. There's no charge for any of these kids, and it's because of Infinity of Gwinnett stepping up, being a great partner with 680 The Fan. So just thrilled to have been a part of their dealership over the last 10 years, and just so thankful for Kendrick and his staff for picking up the pay tab for all these kids that are going to come out. Won't cost them a penny.
No doubt about it. It's going to be a terrific day, and I'm sure a lot of young people are going to benefit greatly from it. And, Buck, while I've got you, let's turn our attention to September 4th and the Dogs and the Clemson Tigers. You certainly know about these get-togethers, and this one, I think it's fair to say, will have the eyes of the collegiate football world on it just because of the implications for down the road.
Isn't it exciting? These two teams, it was such a great rivalry, Chuck, as you can recall back in the 80s, going back and forth with these guys. This is really the most intense rivalry I was a part of back in the early 80s. And it's good to see that I think they're going to play 9 times over the next 14 years, something like that. So this is exciting. Clemson coming in with some concerns, too. I think Kirby and his staff are pretty much solidified our weaknesses at the cornerback spot with Kendrick coming in, with Eric Gilbert coming in, an ex-wide receiver, and plugging him in. That's going to be a big boost. And certainly the offensive line now looks like a little bit of a concern coming in. But Clemson, they've got some of the same problems. Their offensive line was criticized a year ago when they came up a little short. And they've got some questions there. Got some holes in the secondary they're going to have to cover up. Brent Venables, their fine defensive coordinator, probably scheming right now. You look for Georgia. I look for Georgia to open up this offense this year. Kirby, I believe, has a lot of confidence in JT Daniels and his decision-making. And I think that's allowing Kirby to maybe take those handcuffs off Monken and what he wants to do with the passing game. And you know, this is such a year. This is an epic opener, Chuck. We're already looking forward to the showdown, and I find myself talking about it every day this summer, as a matter of fact. So I know the players must be excited.
And when players do have a game like that with all the implications, and they hear the chatter, they know what's going on, you know, away from the bubble that they are in with their football teams. But how excited do they get to play in one like this?
You know, as I recall, having some seasons where you opened with an opener that you sort of knew you were going to win the game. And then when you had the game that, you know, really you looked at and said, wow, that's going to be tough starting the year with that matchup. I think what happens to the player, the competitor, the student athlete, is you work harder during the summer to get ready. I can remember finishing some workouts and then wondering, hey, have I done enough here? We've got Tennessee we're going to open the season with in 1980. So you get a little more work in, you know. So I think that's the biggest factor we're talking about. And this works on both sides, obviously. I'm sure DJ Uiagalelei, their new quarterback, is probably working overtime, too, to get ready for it.
Well, at least you've mastered the pronunciation of his name. That's something all the rest of us are still struggling with. Not sure when we'll finally nail that one down, but I tell you what, it's going to be something to see. September 4th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Boy, a packed house, and you know Dog Nation is going to show out there. That's something that's really going to be fun to look forward to. And Buck, I appreciate your time this morning, and always your view on things. But best of luck with the camp. I know it's going to go well. To all of you in the Bulldog Nation, thanks so much for being with us here today on the Bulldog Roundtable. Stay tuned for Home Team and Hamilton. They'll have a lot more about not only this upcoming game with Georgia and Clemson, but they're going to have a lot on those Hawks and the role that they're on. That's next here on 680 The Fan, and have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.